This past week regarding the coronavirus, we had some sad news and we had some news full of hope. I want to start off with the sad news because, well, it's worthy to make note of the fact that this past week we crossed the 250,000 number when it comes to deaths due to the coronavirus. I want to put that into perspective. Hopefully you're aware that every September 11th there's a memorial tribute reading of the names of the victims of the attack from that day. That takes somewhere between three to four hours. At this point, if you wanted to do the same for the people who so far have died from the coronavirus, you would have to be reading names 24 hours a day, nonstop, for a total of 10 days. Yeah, the coronavirus is more than just the flu, in spite of what the COVID truthers want you to believe. Now, the good news, continued exciting news about coronavirus vaccine development, specifically by Pfizer and Moderna. There is a difference between the two, though, which involves storage. Pfizer's vaccine, and both these vaccines have a 95% effective rate, and that's far above the effectiveness of the flu vaccine, which, depending on the strain of the flu virus and the year, bounces between 60 and 70% effectiveness. But getting back to the coronavirus vaccines with Pfizer and Moderna, storage, again, is the difference. Pfizer's vaccine requires storage at minus 75 degrees centigrade, which most medical facilities aren't capable of doing. And the Pfizer vaccine can only be stored in refrigeration for 5 days, whereas the Moderna vaccine needs to be stored at minus 20 degrees centigrade, big difference. And the vast majority of medical facilities can easily do that. Moderna's vaccine can also be stored in refrigeration for up to 30 days versus the 5 days for the Pfizer vaccine. But at this point, at least, it appears that Pfizer will be the first to apply for the FDA emergency use situation. However, Moderna will not be far behind. So when that day comes here in New Jersey, what's the priority? Well, obviously getting the vaccine out, but to who? New Jersey expecting to receive enough vaccine to quickly at least protect 50,000 people from COVID-19 once the government authorizes one of those, at least those two vaccines. Well, according to the State Department of Health, priority is going to be given to, as you would correctly assume, the healthcare workers. State will get 100,000 doses shortly after an emergency use authorization is in place, with another 100,000 to show up pretty quickly after that. So with that in mind, New Jersey has about 500,000 paid and unpaid healthcare workers that are in positions that put them in high risk due to their exposure to infectious material. Could be as high as 650,000, by the way. Virtually everyone who works in the hospital and the staffs of dental offices, urgent care centers, community health centers are included in that priority group. Now, if it's the Pfizer vaccine, each person would need two shots, or those under development by other companies to confer immunity. So that means 50,000 people would be protected initially. Again, state gets 100,000 doses, another 50,000 soon after that. Judy Persicelli from the health department was quoted as saying, "I believe that everyone in New Jersey who wants a vaccine will get one. We will have sufficient supply to meet demand. Not initially, but definitely within months." There is a concern, though, about, and we've talked about with the result of surveys about this, public acceptance of a coronavirus vaccine. Now we got the crazies, you know, we're not going to put an implant chip in me. And there are those with the autism concerns, general health concerns about the anti-vaxxers. You've heard and read enough about them. Did you know, though, that doctors and nurses aren't always eager to get a vaccine? Survey of New Jersey doctors and nurses that was conducted for the health department in mid-October, they found that 2/3 of doctors expressed willingness to get a vaccine against the coronavirus, while fewer than half of the nurses, 47%, would definitely or probably get vaccinated. It's all a matter of the timing of the vaccine, side effects, those were the top concerns. Most said they preferred to see how others responded to the vaccine before they received it. Goal of the state is to immunize 70% of the adult population. That would be 4.8 million people within 6 months of vaccine approval. So that would mean between 60 to 80,000 injections each day. Talked about the storage capabilities. Persicelli said 30 of the state's 71 hospitals have freezer capabilities to maintain the temperature that's needed. They're scattered geographically, so it'd be possible to reach all corners of the state using dry ice with shipments. State's distribution plan does not include nursing homes, other long-term care facilities. Don't calm down, because residents, staff at those locations, they'll get the vaccine through a partnership between the federal government and retail, medical retail outlets like CVS and Walgreens. Now, the state's not neglecting the seniors, at least in that matter.